This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, February 2nd. God's word to you today is posture. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 23, verse 19, and it says, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He's not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Joshua 14, verse 8 says, For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Wholeheartedly describes Caleb's posture as regards God's promise, and this is very instructive. Joshua 14, verse 11 says, I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. Caleb's testimony is a byproduct of his posture. When you hold on to God's word, God's promises, it lengthens your days and strengthens your health. When you hold on to God's word, when your mates have expired, you will still be strong. Why? It is because holding on to God's word lengthens your days and strengthens your health. 40 years in the wilderness, 40 years, and Caleb held on. He held on to God's promise. He was 40 when Moses sent him, in Joshua 14, verse 7. And 40 years later, Caleb held on. When the Israelites entered the promised land 40 years after, you would think Caleb would first go and lay claims on his own land. Not Caleb. He first helped other people to get their own land. Picture this. While you are waiting on God's promise, you are helping other people and they are getting their breakthrough. You pray with one person and he gets a new job, but you're still believing in God for a job. You pray with another person and they get a double promotion, but you're still believing God for a promotion. You pray with another person for a breakthrough. She conceives twins, but you're still trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Wait a minute, what is going on here? If you do not understand that there is timing with God, you may start to think that the people you're helping are collecting your blessings. Many people do not understand that there is timing with God. When you help people, God will help you. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Caleb said, I'm as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. Hold on, because when you hold on to God's promises, jealousy will be far from you. Caleb was the one that went to spy on the land. Yet he was one of the last to get his own land. He fought battles for the other tribes for 5 years. Then went to Joshua to insist on what God had promised him through Moses. You need to hold on to God's word. Just hold on and do not give up. It is going to come to pass. While you are holding on, help other people get their own miracles. Help people get into their breakthroughs and celebrate with them. While you are holding on to God's promise, help people. God says to us, Jesus is coming, and he is coming to take us. Do you believe that promise? Hold on. What promise are you holding on to? Do not give up. Caleb said, bring on the promises. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
He has promised he will never fail. I will lean on him. I will follow him. He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.